We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Loaded 3 o'clock hour. Matt Canada on what he'll do schematically to fill Juju's big shoes. Do we know if they're big? Like, do we know how, are there size 14s, 15s?
I don't know. He's, what, about 6'2"? I would say if he's got normal size feet, he's probably 12 or 13.
Okay. That's a normal for a 6'2 guy, 12 or 13?
Now, I have a size 12 foot.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
I don't think it really matters. I'm 6 feet tall. What is Craig in there? Oh, ho, ho, it matters? What size shoes do you wear?
10.5. I'm not wearing the big shoes like you.
Pony?
What's that?
Size shoe.
12s.
You have a big nose. You got a big Johnson.
Yes. That is, we're not talking about noses. Thank you, Matt Nagy. Bruce Gradkowski, former Steelers quarterback, is with us. Bruce, what size cleats did you wear?
I don't believe Mueller's 6 foot. I mean, that's a new one there.
What?
Agreed.
Catching strays.
It's like the high school basketball program. They lie up about 3 inches, Bruce.
Yeah.
What, I'm 5'9"?
Yeah, that's about right.
I was listed at 6'4", my senior year football program.
Okay. And then what size cleats? 16s?
12.
Oh, join. Welcome to the club.
The all-time worst Lake listed player for what he was listed as, in my experience, Bruce, and what he actually was, Pitt's program listed Tino Sinceri at 6'2", 210. I am legitimately 6 feet dead even on the numbers.
Of course you are.
I went to interview, like, I was in a scrum with him after a Pitt game, like one of those, they bring the players out. Tino could not have been taller than 5'10", and maybe weighed 185, and he was listed at 6'2", 210 pounds.
Bruce, what kind of cleats did you like when you played?
I was like the, like, three-quarter cleats. I wasn't like a low-top cleat kind of guy. In college, I wore a little, like, turf shoe type of cleat because we played on the turf here in Toledo. And but I'd like to spat my shoes too. Did you ever hear that? Like when a guy spat their shoes?
Like spit on them?
No, you tape them up like a spat. Like it's how they tape it. Like Tom Brady used to like wear that look.
Like the tape over the middle of the shoe kind of thing?
Yeah, that's right. He did do that.
Yeah. Like they tape like the middle of the shoe to the heel up to your ankle.
Why would they do that?
I know, guys always liked that look, but they do that, too, for, like, more support, you know, on your ankle.
All right.
I mean, I got to be honest. I got to be honest. If they did it for the look, it looked kind of stupid.
I kind of like the look. It looked pretty sweet.
Oh, crap.
Does your high school quarterback do that now?
No, he doesn't.
See, I think it would look way cooler if you were using, like, black tape on the shoes, then I think you'd have something there. Just like the Fab Five used to wear black socks from Michigan back in the day. Very cool.
Are you guys headed to the Ohio State football playoffs, Bruce?
You know, we still have a chance. We still have a chance. If we win this week, I think we got a really good shot. So we have to win this week. We play a really tough team the last week of the season. So we still have a chance. The thing that's, you know, I told our guys, I said, look, we've had three games this year. We legit shoulda and coulda won, you know, and you learn from it, you grow from it, but it shows we're a good football team.
Oh.
We just have to play that way more consistently and put it all together, and I think we can. That's why I'm hoping we could get in these playoffs, because maybe we could have some fun.
Make a little run.
Damage.
Would you say that this interview is the closest thing to a coach's show that you do?
The Gradkowski Hour, like, here. We just break down his coaching decisions.
If parents of the team wanted to hear your answers, this would be the place they'd have to turn,
right? Voice their frustration with us or you.
This might be like the worst point of my week right now. But, you know, I got through it for you guys because you're the best.
Thank you, Bruce. So wait a minute. If you had to compare your high school team to an NFL team right now, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good one there.
Like, give our listeners a
sense. Are they the Pittsburgh
sense.
Steelers?
No, they're not 2-3 with an immobile quarterback.
Well, we could be similar to the Steelers, honestly, because we're 3-5 right now.
Okay.
We're 3-5.
They let anybody in the playoffs out there in Toledo?
Oh, wow. A shot across the bow.
He just took one at the show. He said this is the worst part of his week. Well, I had to defend us.
And he called you short. So shots have been fired so far.
Bruce and I are in the bald gang together. I don't know why he's got to take these shots at me.
And you went to Catholic school, too.
Well, that's a reason we're divided here. Rivals. Not really much of them, though.
Look, I'll take the shots now. Just leave my man out of it, the big guy, Big Ben. He looked good last week. Are you guys giving him love this week, or are you still wanting
to? I thought he looked good. I did. I thought he looked good. He was willing to stand in the pocket and actually make some throws, and he made the throws when he had the chance, by and large, I thought.
Yeah. No, he did. He played good, clean football. Look, he was top five for us in rhythm passing, top five for us in 20-plus yard throws downfield. He did. He looked like he was playing, like, smooth, decisive. He looked good. And, you know, but here's the thing. The receivers were separating. He had some time. Look, and they got a little bit of a running game going against a good Broncos front that really wasn't allowing too much on the ground. So I think it's a positive. And then you have Seattle this week that's been giving up a bunch of yards.
Mm-hmm.
And also Russell Wilson's out. So I think there's some encouragement here to maybe have another week to get back on track.
Okay, so Juju's out, done for the year. You've watched him this year. You've watched the Steelers back on tape. I mean, what are they really, in all honesty, put your coach's hat on where you don't get emotional and you don't get into the fluffy stuff and you just break down the player, Bruce. What are the Steelers really losing in Juju?
Well, I mean, look, Juju's the locker room guy, man. The guy loves football. He's a tough, competitive dude that just gets after it. And so when you see him get hurt, like when I saw him go down, it's tough because you know how much he loves the game and wants to be out there. From a physical standpoint, I mean, he's a guy over the middle of the field, tough contested catches, you're squeezing the ball into. He's not gaining a ton of separation in a sense. So that's like Deontay Johnson. He's been coming alive the last couple weeks. You know, it seems Ben and his rapport is continuing to get better. And so I look for that to continue to pick up. And then Chase Claypool, I mean, he catches that out, breaks your tackle, gets up the sideline. I mean, those are plays that they have to make. So, I mean, I think you lose a lot in Juju as far as his leadership in that room, on the team, his toughness. But, you know, another guy has to step up, and this is when you get your opportunity.
What's the next step for Roethlisberger that you would want to see based on the effort he just put in last week? Like, what else is there? I guess I'm asking you, Bruce, based on what you saw last week, how much higher do you think he can go as far as a ceiling for his performance, realistically speaking?
Last week was a solid game, you know, and that's how he's capable of playing. You know, physically he has enough in the tank to move, to throw, make all the necessary throws. He just looked comfortable out there. There were some, like, old concepts in the past I saw out there he was operating, and that's what you have to do, man. I mean, you're going to put all your eggs in one basket and bring him back another year, you know, then let the guy do what he's comfortable doing, you know. If it's no huddle, if it's some of the old concepts he enjoys and likes, and then you also try to sprinkle in some of the new stuff that can work, and you're always practicing it, too, because the more he's practicing it throughout the year, maybe those newer concepts come in, you know, second half of the season because he's wrapped them more in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked what they did last week, and it also just looked like, you know, look, let's just take what they give us and let's play good, smart, clean football. And, you know, and that's what they did. And it was good to see, like I said, some sense of running it. Yeah, I'd still like to see him playing better up front. You know, there's some instances there where you see some breakdowns. But, man, if the defense can pull their weight in a sense, and especially this week, get after Geno Smith a little bit. Geno Smith in the past was always one to drift back in the pocket. And if you're Watt, you got to be, you know, licking your chops right now thinking a few sack fumbles. So hopefully that happens this week, and we'll see.
So it sounds to me like you think that Ben Roethlisberger at 39 years old, Bruce, needs a run game. This whole 40 passes a game, 50 passes, let's act like the passing game can be a de facto run game. You're not buying that. You think Ben's going to be his best at 39, got to have balanced team with a lot of runs in there, right?
Well, I think anyone's their best when they're balanced. I mean, you even look at the Chiefs that are like a throw-the-football type of team. But, you know, they're balanced in some sense. I mean, they hand it off at times when they need to. And you know, and that's kind of what happens. And you kind of open the defense up in a sense. You get some running game. So, I mean, Ben's a type that can sling it around the yard. But I think any offense, to get into a rhythm, it helps the offense in general, not just the quarterback, the offensive line. Now, offensive linemen, they don't like just pass blocking 50, 60 times a game. They want to run block. They want to come off the football and be aggressive. So it kind of helps their mindset as well.
Hey, Bruce, we love you breaking down Roethlisberger here, good, bad, or ugly. But another thing people love is reveling in the misery of Baker Mayfield. His wife is out there on Instagram posting basically, be nice to Baker. He changed the culture for this crap franchise, which I would disagree with, but that's neither here nor there. What do you make of him and his performance? And Stefanski basically admitting he called plays tight and was conservative against the Chargers because he was worried something bad was going to happen. I read that as, I don't trust my quarterback to make throws in the clutch.
Well, I think, too, I mean, last week, that game was awesome. The Chargers and the Browns going back and forth. And I just thought the Browns were doing such a good job running the football at the end that why take a risk in some instances? And I think it goes down to anyone. I mean, you get in those moments, you don't want to tighten up as a play caller or as a player. But you also have to be cautious with the football. And, you know, I think at times maybe that's what happened to them last week. Look, I like Mayfield. I think he could get it done. But that's his biggest his strength is his biggest weakness. You know, he's an aggressive quarterback, but at times you need to be smart, control that football. And I still think Baker can do a good job and get it done. But, hey, any good coach knows his players' limitations or to kind of help him. And at times they were just trying to find a way to win. And I thought the Browns' running game was giving them that opportunity. So why take, you know, more chances with
him? He's no Justin Herbert, though. That's Pony's pick for the next great superstar.
Well, he already is. He's incredible.
Well, and the thing is, too, honestly, like on that even that last drive when the Browns had another opportunity, I just remember there's a few routes, you know, like in that moment, the time, you don't have much time. You got to get a touchdown. You think you got to throw it all the way down the field, but a few of those, if you look back, I think he has like a big in route in the middle of the field. He has a deep cross to OBJ. If he completes one of those, they're down to like the 25-yard line. Now you have at least a legit shot at the end zone. When you're throwing a Hail Mary, that doesn't help. So he could have made better decisions at the end there just to give his team a chance.
Now, are you buying Lamar Jackson? Because Craig still thinks he's really a running back disguised as a quarterback. Are you watching him the last few weeks and they've got no run game there now? Is Bruce watching Lamar Jackson and thinking he has turned the page? This guy is actually a legitimate pocket quarterback now.
Well, I've always been a Lamar Jackson fan because the guy is like the ultimate competitor. It was like a few years ago. It might have been last year. I mean, they're playing in Seattle, and you can, I'm watching the coach's tape. So I'm not listening to like the radio or the news or just the fans and the announcers, all that. But you could feel his energy. You could feel his competitiveness come through the film. And that's what I love about him. I mean, why do you think Harbaugh goes and asks him if he wants to go for it on fourth and twos? Because he knows Lamar Jackson's answer. You know, and so I just really think it's a testament to him as the player and also the leader in that locker room, he's not an ego guy. I mean, he has that quiet confidence about him and that swag. Yeah, he's just right for that football team. And you can't tell me, though, you wouldn't want him in tight moments to have it your quarterback. Think of what he can do throwing and running. And just like that.
Well, Craig's saying he can do the running and not the throwing is what he's saying. He's got half of it down, according to Craig.
I mean, here's the thing, like, kind of I get annoyed with. Lamar Jackson misses one throw, and people are blowing Twitter up with, like, oh, man, see, like, he's just not a pass.
Craig's nodding right now. Craig is nodding, saying that's exactly what he does,
Bruce. And doing it against fifth- and sixth-string defensive backs.
Come on, Craig, speak your truth here on the air.
Who are in the prevent defense as well, Craig.
Guilty as charged on all fronts.
But at the end of the day, do you not want to win that game, or what? What did he win what did they do the other day? They find a way to win. And the plays in clutch situations, tight window throws, the touchdown, the two-point conversion. I mean, when they needed it, he put it, you know, where he needed to go. And so that, to me, is what stands out, is he's making plays when he needs to in clutch moments. And then so with him, yeah, you're going to have to deal with some misses here and there. But at the end of the day, the guy's going to put your team in position to be in every football game. So I'm a fan of his for sure.
Bruce Gradkowski needs to win and then maybe get in.
And maybe make a little noise.
And Chris doesn't think a 4-5 team deserves to get in anyways.
I was just tweaking Bruce because he went at the show.
No, he was talking about how you're not really 6 feet tall. That's a shot at you.
No, but he said this is the worst part of his week.
He didn't say that. Did you?
Yeah, he did. Kind of.
Hopefully you guys don't tape the show recording.
We'll be podcasting this in just a few minutes. Thank you, Bruce.
Have a good week, guys.
There you go. Should 4-5 teams make the high school football playoffs?
I guess if you got a certain number of playoff spots and that's the best record you got, 7-9 Washington makes it in last year.
How many teams should make a high school football playoff?
Did you hear Rivera say he was mad they made the playoffs at 7-9 because it raised expectations?
Oh, my God.
How many teams should be in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the team, like, you got your sections. Section winner,
well, how many
section runner-up.
Craig, what do you mean? Like, should the Whitfield playoff be like the NCAA tournament? I mean, what?
No, you can't have that many games added on.
Well, then
on.
How many should you add on is what I'm asking you guys
I
right now.
I think it's, what, 4 games added on to the end of the season.
But then
right?
They had the state playoffs after that.
They used to put more teams in the Whitfield playoffs, and your first round games were like running clock by halftime. They were blowouts.
And you officiated some of these games
no,
at Gateway.
No, did the sticks.
Well, isn't that officiating?
I don't consider it that.
Do you have to wear an official's outfit?
You wear, like, the little vest and hold the stick.
That's not officials don't wear little vests. They wear striped shirts.
Do you wear a striped shirt?
No, it's the orange vest like I'm
like a jogger.
Traffic.
Hmm. Are you allowed to have some sunflower seeds in or a dip or something like that?
They don't say not to.
What kind of an answer is that?
If you would like, whatever your vice is, I suppose.
Oh, so if you want to have a couple shots, you have a couple shots of wild
Burns
turkey,
lacing some meters on the sideline.
Chain gang, we'll put these chains wherever we want.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.